Moving directly into the r/generative AI community, discussions explore the hurdles creators face with corporate safety filters, local video pipelines, and the sheer comedy of AI hallucinations. An adult content creator sparked significant discussion by asking which AI services can polish and edit raw media into industry-standard visuals, noting that mainstream SaaS platforms block these workflows under ethical guidelines. Top community responses pointed out that closed garden cloud tools like Midjourney, Adobe Firefly, Runway, and DALL-E enforce strict safety layers. To bypass corporate filters entirely, creators rely on open source, self-hosted pipelines running locally on their own hardware. The standard stack includes Stable Diffusion or Flux models via automatic 1111 Web UI or Comfy UI, utilizing InPainting, ControlNet for pose preservation, and Civitai checkpoints for photorealism. For video enhancement, Topaz Video AI and local upscalers like Super or UltraSharp handle denoising and skin texture. Creators lacking high-end local GPUs can rent uncensored cloud instances on RunPod or Vast.ai. Next up, a user shared a fully local AI short film titled Mia 47, produced entirely inside Comfy UI using the Minimax H3 reference to video workflow. Running on a heavy workstation rig featuring an RTX Pro 6000 and Ryzen 9 processor, most shots were generated at 1 megapixel and 24 frames per second. Reference images were crafted with Krea 2 RAW, and the creator noted that Minimax H3 performed exceptionally well at maintaining CAT consistency and prompt adherence across different environments. In prompt engineering, a detailed tutorial broke down how to make a 15-second AI video feel like a real movie scene using Seedance 2.5. The author emphasized that cinematic quality requires separating timing, acting, silence, camera movement, and realism rather than relying on generic style buzzwords. Commenters added that explicitly prompting models to hold still prevents characters from spasming, while decoupling camera velocity from character deltas stops diffusion engines from digitally warping an actor's skull. Another user asked for the best AI video tool to maintain character consistency across a 3 to 4 minute animated episodic series, having struggled with character drift. Community experts noted that text-to-video alone suffers from poor temporal memory, causing characters to morph across scenes. While web tools like Higfield offer sole ID identity locking, seasoned creators stressed that the workflow matters more than the tool. The gold standard involves pre-producing a canonical reference sheet, generating precise scene keyframes first, and then feeding those stills into image-to-video engines like Kling, Runway, or local Comfy UI setups with IP adapters. Finally, a lighthearted thread explored the idea of creating blooper and outtake reels from AI prompts that went awry, such as a Gemini cruise ship generation where a ship's horn accidentally manifested an ominous levitating trombone. Community members enthusiastically backed the idea, noting that showcasing AI hallucinations, semantic bleed errors, and glitchy multi-legged dragons provides incredible comedic value and a refreshing break from flawless synthetic aesthetics.